Hi everyone, welcome to Discoveryland Online. I'm Miss Evelyn and this is my friend Miss Michelle.
Hi guys.
Who likes presents?
I do.
I know, this girl does too. Someone brought us these presents today.
Who's excited to see what's inside?
I'm so excited. Okay, I wonder what it is. What could it be?
I have no clue.
Maybe we should wait to open it. Are you curious about what's inside? What if we tried to lift it up, maybe? If we, like, shook it, maybe?
Do you think we should open it now? I think we should wait a little longer.
Okay. What if we tried to shake it again and guess what's inside? Maybe we should open it now. Or should we wait a little longer? This present is wrapped so nicely.
So's this one.
Let's open it.
Let's open it.
I can't wait. Let's open it.
I really think that we should. I really think we should. Okay, so on three.
Ready? All right.
One, two, three. Oh.
Ooh. Wow. What's this?
I got a party horn. And how about if we open this one together?
Okay, yes, let's do it. Ready?
One, two, three.
Oh. Oh. What's that, Miss Michelle?
Angel wings. So we've got angel wings, and you've got a baby blanket.
Yes.
And a party horn. I wonder what all of this is.
All right, we're going to hear how these things have something to do with today's story. After years and years of waiting, God gave a gift to the world. A baby was born and brought great joy.
So today we're talking about how Jesus is our joy. So Jesus is our joy. I like that. Let's do that one more time. Ready? Jesus is our joy. Oh, wow. That's fun.
That was a lot of fun.
I love that.
Shepherds in fields. thank you, God, that you made me and I am your kid. Jesus loves me so much, his love for me is big. The Holy Spirit leads me and I can follow you. My life can tell your story, I no wonder this is true.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey!
Well, good morning, Tack. You seem to be excited for Christmas. Kids, are you excited? And you remember Tack the cat? She's our curious cat, and she always has questions, don't you, Tack? Well, this morning, she's got a doozy.
You got that right. I've got lots of curious questions today. I've been listening to the amazing Catterific radio station all week, and they are playing Christmas songs. I've been singing in my kennel, in my litter box, and under the Christmas tree. But there are some songs that I just don't understand.
Well, I think that we can probably help you.
Okay, let's play the first song on my Christmas playlist.
Okay.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
Stop! A one-horse open sleigh? What is that?
Well, it's a sleigh or an open carriage, and people ride in it, and it's pulled by one horse.
Oh, cool. I want to ride in one of those. Okay, I have a curious question about another song.
Okay, what's that?
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Stop! Why would anyone want a hippopotamus for Christmas? That thing would sit on the couch and break it in a million pieces.
Well, Tack, it's just a fun song for kids, and no one is going to get a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Oh, well, I'm happy about that. There's one song that made me do a lot of thinking this week. Hit it, DJ.
Away in a manger,
stop! I know this is a song about baby Jesus, but I'm curious why he didn't have a crib to sleep in when he was born.
You're right, Tack. When baby Jesus was born, he wasn't born in a hospital. He was actually born in a stable, and his bed was a manger, which is a box that animals eat out of.
Are you serious? That's kind of interesting. Baby Jesus sleeping in a dirty place with animals?
Yeah, Tack, that didn't matter. When Jesus was born, it was exactly the way God planned it. It was joyful.
Why would having a baby in a barn bring joy?
It wasn't about the barn. Jesus was a gift that God promised the world for many, many years. And people waited for so long for Jesus to come. His birth brought joy to the world.
Wow. I want to know more about that.
Then you'll love today's story. Joy came in the form of a tiny, tiny baby. I think once you know about today's story, it will bring you a lot of joy too, Tack.
Okay. Well, Merry Christmas. I'm ready for some joy.
Merry Christmas, Tack. Have you ever been curious about something? Let's take a moment and think. What about Christmas makes you happy? Today we're going to learn from God's big story that joy comes to the world when baby Jesus is born. Today's wonder truth is Jesus is our joy. Today we'll discover Jesus is our joy.
Okay, so we have to get ready for our story. Are you ready, Miss Michelle?
I am ready.
All right, let's put on our pay attention glasses.
Okey-dokey.
And then let's put on our listening ears.
Okay, I'm gonna grab mine. Oh, mine are gonna be like elephant ears again.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, because this is a really good story and I wanna have big ears to hear it.
This is such a good story. I'm so excited.
I know.
Okay. All right. Okay, now we have to be quiet so we can listen to the story.
Okay.
So let's zip, lock, and button on three.
Okay.
One, two, 3, zip, lock, and button.
Good job, you guys. But you know what? We're not done. We have to get our hearts prepared. So let's fold our hands and bow our heads. God, thank you for sending your son Jesus to us. Thank you for the joy he brings to the world. We invite you to be with us today as we celebrate. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. A young man named Joseph and a young girl named Mary began an adventure that was a bit scary.
Ooh, they traveled to Bethlehem, David's hometown. When they arrived, there was no room to be found.
So they went to a stable where animals sleep. It was filled with lambs, donkeys, and sheep.
Baby Jesus was born on that very night. It brought his parents and God lots of delight.
People couldn't have known that the sweet baby boy was the promise from God and a gift of great joy.
Yay! God sent his angels to visit the earth on the very night that Mary gave birth.
In a field, there were shepherds watching over their sheep. A light shone so bright, it woke them out of their sleep.
Do not be afraid, said the angel with joy. God sent his love in the form of a baby boy.
Let's go see, said the shepherds. Let's go right away. So they headed for Bethlehem without a delay.
There was a stable asleep on the hay, God's gift to the world. Baby Jesus did lay.
The good news of Jesus was too good not to share. So they told everyone and they went everywhere.
Jesus is born! Yeah. We've seen him, they shouted. The Savior, it's true. God's gift of love has come for me and you.
What a great story. Everyone can celebrate because the gift of baby Jesus so long ago is still a great gift for us today. God sent Jesus to us because he loves us so much.
Absolutely.
We can cheer and be thankful.
Okay, guys, it's time for respond time. God sent his son Jesus to be our Savior. Jesus came as a tiny baby to save the world from the wrong things the people had done. Jesus came because he loves us more than anything. Because of God's gift, we can love Jesus and have joy. We're going to celebrate Jesus' birth by having a joy parade during this song. Let's get ready to celebrate. You can dance, you can march, you can clap your hands and tell everyone that Jesus was born.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God loves us so much. He sent us his son. I want to celebrate because it's Christmas Day. So I'm gonna sing, sing, sing and shout, shout, shout. So excited. Jesus, it's what Christmas is about. Oh, I know Jesus is what Christmas is about.
Joy is everywhere. When Christmas time is near. But more than toys and gifts. Oh, I know what Christmas is.
The reason for the season is our King.
Okay, so let's hold our hands open with our palms up like you are receiving something. After I say each line of our prayer to God, you will say, Jesus, you are my joy. Okay, let's pray and talk to God. God, thank you for sending Jesus.
Jesus, you are my joy.
Thank you for loving me.
Jesus, you are my joy.
Thank you for your joy in me.
Jesus, you are my joy.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, guys, it's now time for our blessing. If you could hold your hands up as if you're receiving something. God loved the world so much that he sent Jesus. Children, may you know Jesus is always with you. May you know he loves you and is the giver of all joy.